My guest on Simply Folk this evening is a singer-songwriter formerly based in Wisconsin who is back in our fair state as part of a 50-state RV tour. Katie Powderly often performs with a band, but she's come into the studio on her own with just an acoustic guitar to accompany her. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, were you born and raised in Wisconsin?
I wasn't, but I've lived here longer than I've ever lived anywhere else, and so I definitely feel that this is home. Like, every time I do that drive-in from out of town, coming up John Nolan and I see the Capitol, I just know in my guts that this is home. But sometimes you need to leave home to grow and learn a little bit. So,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
To be grateful for what we have here.
Exactly. Yeah. Remind myself that the grass is very green here.
So I'm going to ask you where you are based now. And I'm using air quotes there because I think it's kind of a fluid situation, isn't it?
It is. I've been doing quite a bit of traveling, and so I don't really have a home base at the moment. I've been couch crashing for quite a while. So I'm kind of in a liminal space at the moment, but I don't expect to sign another lease until after my RV tour is over with. So until that happens, I'm just kind of back and forth all over the country.
How's it going with the RV?
It's going really well. I'm like really happy, I guess. It's fun and it's good. Life is good these days.
Well, your music is too. Why don't we start with a song?
Oh, thank you.
What would you like to play first?
This is a song called Bridges Burning. I know you tried to do the right thing, but she had her intentions. That hemline was tempting. Your eye contact lingered from across a crowded room, and fire that's not controlled will eventually consume. May the bridges you burn light your way. May the bridges you burn light your way. Artificial day somehow you're able to justify your compromise. It's just this once you tell yourself. You rehearse your lies. Water under your burning bridge. The flames are growing high. Water under your burning bridge. Illuminate the sky. May the bridges you burn light your way. May the bridges you burn light your way. Artificial day who knew she'd get jealous. Confess your sins out of spite. pretty apples filled with poison. But you've swallowed a bite. Your guilt makes you sweat. And beads form on your furrowed brow. A serpent returns to a garden. Discreetly his night will allow. May the bridges you burn light your way. May the bridges you burn light your way. Artificial day. I know you tried.
Bridges Burning, and I read that one of the many music critics who literally sang your praises called your music hauntingly beautiful, and you can see why in a song like that. My goodness, just
Thank
gorgeous.
You. Thank
just
you.
Beautiful. Now, that's from a CD, a fairly new CD, which is the reason, the raison d'etre, that you're going from coast to coast and in between. It's on your own label, and you had some unique fundraising. You've been really effective at using Kickstarter. How did that come about?
Well, a friend of mine from Washington, D.C. told me about Kickstarter, and whether it was successful or whether or not it failed, like to just be able to do that and accept whatever the outcome was a very difficult task. And so I spent literally about 9 months researching Kickstarter campaigns and kind of doing a comparative analysis between the campaigns that were successful and the ones that weren't successful, and what did they have in common. And so it was definitely a long-term planning process. It wasn't just something I jumped into, and I tried very hard to make different reward packages that people would be, you know, motivated to want to purchase, you know. So that, in that sense, I'm grateful, and that the research part definitely paid off. So it wasn't just like a total fluke. But
And for those of you who don't know how Kickstarter works, you have to set a fundraising goal. And if you don't reach the goal, you don't get any of the money. So you really have to meet or exceed your financial goal.
Right. Which is terrifying. It was a stressful 6 weeks or however many weeks. But, I mean, the gratitude I feel for the people who supported me in that venture is, it extends beyond the reach of verbal description. I mean, there are no words for me to communicate that. So thank you.
Well, it was one of the highest yielding Kickstarter projects at the time, I believe. You really did
it
very
was.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how that happened. I just feel like a lucky... I've had both the best and the worst luck of anyone I know, so I'll take the good with the bad, I guess.
Well, 9 months of preparation and analysis certainly was a little bit a part of that luck, I would
okay.
say. It's not just luck. It's used hard work as well. Well, back to your songwriting. Why don't we hear another song?
Sounds good.
And if there are any stories you want to share, I know that on your CD cover, you have a little quotation, a little quote that says, "Please enter expectationless. These songs are merely little time capsules, snapshots of particular moments in history as seen from my perspective." So if you want to share any of those moments in history, what's this next one about?
This song is called Blue, and it was the first song that I wrote that I started performing publicly, and I just kind of slipped it in with sets of covers because I didn't want people to know that I wrote it, because I was so like self-conscious about it, but because I thought the lyrics were too babyish and stuff. But then people at shows would start to ask, like, "What's that one song with the chorus that goes like this?" I was like, "That's not even a real song. I just made that up in my house." But then it gave me the encouragement to start taking it out. But this song is just about, it's about nostalgia, I guess. That's the most succinct way I could say it. I think you'll get it when you hear it. Back to me word for word. You're such a pretty bird in the spring. I shut my window 'cause it's too much. I can feel your touch against my skin. Let you in. We keep in touch because it makes our goodbyes less abrupt and our memories less like dreams. Send me lines from time to time from where you are. You're always too far away from me. It's Willie Nelson and stormy nights and that dress you like. Sunglasses too, I wear for you. Keep in touch because it makes our goodbyes less abrupt and our memories less like dreams. See, my daddy will be so mad 'cause you make me sad. But I choose blue. And keep in touch because it makes our goodbyes less abrupt. And our memories less like dreams. We keep in touch because it makes our goodbyes less abrupt and our memories less like dreams. Blue
is the name of the song. If you're just tuning in, I'm Stephanie Elkins. This is Simply Folk, and my guest is Katie Powderly. She's touring from coast to coast. What's the name of the tour? You gave it a name.
From Sea to Shining Sea.
In an RV, and you're playing these great songs. I love that line, I choose you, I choose blue. That's really a really neat line.
Thanks.
What kind of music did you listen to when you were growing up or when in your formative years?
Well, I'm the daughter of a banjo player.
Oh,
so
okay.
I grew up listening to a lot of traditional bluegrass music, which I loved. Also, my parents played a lot of Bob Dylan and the Beatles and Doc Watson. A lot of great kind of folky stuff in the house growing up on the record player. So, and actually live in the living room. So, and my dad played guitar as well. So he would sing songs to me when I was a little girl. And then eventually when he gave me his guitar when I was, I think, 19 years old, and he bought a Martin. I started learning the songs that he used to sing to me, so now I sing them to him in kind of a full circle moment. But Yeah, so definitely very similar to what I play now. But I had to rebel against it for a little while before I came back and be like, Dad, you don't know anything. You have terrible taste, and listen to rock and roll, and then come back and be like, hey, all these people that I'm listening to now are influenced by the people that you've been playing my whole life. Turns out our parents actually know some things. It's very shocking to realize that. But
nice when you realize that. I'm sure they appreciate it. Well, the songs have a wonderful kind of traditional feel, but they're very contemporary. It's a nice combination.
Thank you. They're all, I think my inspiration is from older music, but I can't write songs that are like pretend, or if the narrative is not something that's real to me, it just kind of falls flat and sounds hollow to me. And I feel like I'm like pretending or something when I'm
contrived,
singing it.
Contrived, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm really afraid of that overly contrived kind of feeling. So if it's honest, then it makes its way onto the record or out to shows. But if it doesn't feel real, then... So, I mean, and my life is very contemporary. I'm like, you know, so I think that that's where maybe that comes from, is that modern... traditional hybrid or whatever.
Yeah, it kind of is. How about another song?
Sounds good. Any requests?
How about Tables? Sounds like maybe a little
turning.
Bit of
yeah, okay, that's a great one.
Poor communication and an inscrutable partner.
Yeah,
is that what I'm hearing in that song? I like that song.
Yeah, well, my favorite thing about the song is that it also reminds me of like a turntable, like spinning records.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I don't know. It's got multiple meanings.
Yeah.
Some tables turn and some don't, and you live and learn, but. Playing, I lay down all my cards every single time. There's nothing in my hands, but still I'm grasping. I'm hoping for another sign. Your secret codes I must interpret. You scatter clues around for me to see. On hands and knees I crawl, picking up pieces. Still convinced that I'm lucky. I get so tired waiting for these tables to turn. You are a lesson I just can't seem to learn. Seldom ask for what you really want, instead expecting me to read your mind. This game of cat and mouse just leaves me empty while you are leaving me behind. I cling to every little thing you offer, comforting myself with every word. Search for signs and songs but come up empty, 'cause I can never quite be sure. I get so tired waiting for these tables to turn. You are a lesson I just can't seem to learn. Heart, I am your captive, bursting into flames of jealousy. So I give you more than what you've asked for, except the chance to miss me. I get so tired waiting for these tables to turn. You are a little lesson. I just can't seem to learn.
Tables Turning is the name of that one, and all of the music that we're listening to right now, you're hearing it performed by Katie Powderly. She's also the songwriter, and they're all on a CD called Slips of the Tongue in their fully produced and arranged version with lots of other instrumentalists. Beautiful versions. They sound great, just stripped down to the acoustic guitar and voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, they stand up well.
Thank you. I'm giving you skeletons.
Yeah. Well, I imagine as you're touring around and going from venue to venue that your presentation changes. Do you pick up musicians here and there? And
I do.
Or are you mostly solo, or how is it working?
I play with different people in every, not every state, but like in states where I have a bigger draw, I'll play with a full band, like here, obviously. And I've got a full band and I love playing with the guys and stuff. And then in other states, I'll typically play with just a lead instrumentalist and harmony vocalist. And then so it'll be a duo, which I love. And I've played, but I mean, I've played with Madison, Wisconsin's Josh Hardy. We've done tours to New York City and stuff. And they've also played with Josh Oliver, who's based out of Knoxville. So it's just contingent upon other people's touring schedules and what they're able to do. But it's been really nice because it's gotten me out of my comfort zone to have to learn how to play with multiple other people and just communicate what it is I'm looking for. And then it gives each show a very unique, once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience, because it's never going to be replicated again. Like, the album is one thing. That's a time capsule. But with the live shows, it's just, it's never going to be that same exact way again. So it incentivizes people to come, hopefully, and it's been really meaningful for me. So.
And speaking of live shows, you've got a couple coming up this week, Wednesday and Friday here in Wisconsin, Wednesday evening in Spring Green with a full band, it looks like, at the barn in Spring Green. That's that barn that I can't say the adjective in the front of it because it's not radio friendly.
The Furthermore Beer Barn is what they call it. When
And that show starts at 7:15. That's Spring Green Wednesday evening. And then Friday night, you're in Lake Mills out in the beer garden at Tyranina Brewery.
Absolutely.
That'll be fun.
I'm so excited for both of those shows. They're two of my favorite venues to play in the whole country, and I don't know if you've been to either one of them, but there's a magic in the air that happens, and the crowds are extremely attentive. And to play to my hometown crew of the people, I can't communicate how it feels to look out into an audience and see people's mouths mouthing all the lyrics back to me, or sometimes they just sing it out to me, and it's the most morale boosting thing ever, and it makes me play better, honestly, when I feel like people are into it and they're. So I'm so excited to play these shows. I can't even express
Well, I know you'll have a great crowd and you'll be very well received. Why don't we close with one last song, Katie?
All right. You asked about the stories behind the songs. I think I just was able to articulate this. I think the theme of my whole album, when I write songs, it's like I'm one of those people that just has a really terrible time saying what I mean in the moment. And then after the fact, I always ruminate on it and say, like, well, this is what I would have said if I had, you know what I mean? So basically, I think these songs are all what I would have said ideally in that moment once I'm able to sit and articulate my thoughts. But in the moment, I just get flustered and words just escape me for some reason. So these are my last ditch efforts to communicate to whoever, to at least, you know, get it off my chest, I suppose. But so this song is called Let Me Go, and this is, you'll understand when you hear it. Good morning, says the equinox. The thunder wakes me before my alarm clocks. Burrow into bed deeply as I'm able. I make my coffee alone. I can't stop looking at and my telephone. I miss his handwriting and the crossword on the table. In these rooms, and it'll be my doom if I meet one face to face. I'm haunted by the echo of his boots down my front stairwell. The doorknob turns and my stomach churns, but it's never him turning. I hallucinate the sound of tables turning. So let me go. Let me go. I've got to go. I've got to go. Just because I have to leave you doesn't mean that I don't love you. Everything I had here, one by one, just disappeared. You say that once upon a time I would crack a smile. That there's proof I used to laugh, but those are memories in old photographs. Well, things haven't seemed very funny for a while. I'd learn from my mistakes. I wonder how many times it takes before I shed the skin and I will fly so far from here. Things will grow so small below me, in each new town no one will know me, and everyone from here will think I just disappeared. So let me go. Let me go. I've got to go. I've got to go. I've got to go. I've got to go. But you say please don't. Because I have to leave you doesn't mean that I don't love you.
Let me go, Katy Powderly. Beautiful songs, just lovely stuff. We don't want to let you go. I don't want to let you go.
Don't let me go. I don't need to go anymore. I'll be back.
Listeners who are interested in your music can visit your website. You've got a wonderful website and lots of information. And that's katiepowderly.com, and it's KatiePowderly. Mm-hmm. And there's a link on our website and also a link on the Simply Folk Facebook page, so you can check there for information about Katy Powderly and how to buy her CD, Slips of the Tongue, whether you buy a physical CD or download the music. It's just lovely. I'm really glad you came in, Katy.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here, and I've been listening for years, and I love your show. So.
Oh, thank you. You're listening to Simply Folk. Katy Powderly has been my guest. I'm Stephanie Elkins, back with more music in just a moment here on Wisconsin Public Radio.